Many of us have dreamed about treasure hunting and striking it rich. The pirates of old are said to have amassed fortunes in gold, silver, and jewels. Some of those riches are still hidden to this day. But there are treasures far more valuable than buried treasure chests or sunken pirate ships. Those treasures can be found in this book, the Bible. We call them the promises of God. Stay tuned.
Tomorrow's World presents Roderick C. Meredith, Richard Ames, John O'Gwen, bringing you the good news of your future in tomorrow's world. This week, Richard Ames explores the promises of God. And now, Richard Ames.
Warm greetings to our friends around the world. This book, the Bible, is the world's best-selling book, but its value has been greatly underestimated. As we'll see on today's program, it contains spiritual treasures far more valuable than anything physical. Are you willing to search the Bible for those treasures? More than 40 years ago, I was intrigued by an article in the January 1965 Reader's Digest. The article by David McDonald was titled, Oak Island's Mysterious Money Pit. Many books and articles have since followed the search for its treasure. In 1795, Daniel McGinnis, age 16, went hunting on Oak Island. Oak Island is located just 45 minutes south of Halifax, Nova Scotia, in Mahone Bay. McGinnis found a 12-foot depression and, overhead, a block and tackle hanging from a tree. The next day, Daniel and two friends began digging. About 10 feet down, they hit a wooden plank. At the 20-foot level, they discovered a second plank, and at 30 feet, a third plank. The boys gave up their digging and went back to farm work. But 9 years later, in 1804, they returned to the site and began digging again. They sank a steel rod into the ground and hit what they thought was a treasure chest about 95 feet down. But when they came back the next day, they found the shaft filled with water. It is speculated that it must have taken 200 men about 2 years using ingenious engineering techniques to build flood tunnels in the area so that anyone trying to get to the treasure would be flooded out. Well, McGinnis and his friends died without ever getting the treasure. Since that time, treasure hunters have poured millions of dollars into the money pit, and about all it has produced is three links of gold chain and a scrap of ancient parchment. Treasure hunters have speculated that great pirate treasure may be buried there, perhaps the booty of Captain Kidd, or the infamous Blackbeard, or the pirate Henry Morgan. Some speculate that they might even find Inca treasure stolen by Spaniards, or the French crown jewels of Louis XVI and Marie Antoinette. Over these past two centuries, men have spent their fortunes and their lives seeking the treasure at Oak Island. One treasure hunter reportedly stated, "I have seen enough to know there is treasure down there, and enough to know no one will ever get it." Well, my friends, there are even greater treasures available for you if you're willing to search for those treasures. Those priceless treasures are right here, located in your own Bible. On today's program, we'll explore some of those treasures. Among those spiritual riches, we'll find treasures of truth, and we'll focus on the priceless promises of God. To help you in your search for these spiritual treasures, we'll be offering you our free, inspiring Tomorrow's World Bible Study course. You'll receive one lesson every month or so. Be sure to write down the address and phone number to request your free study course. You can also request this course on our website at tomorrowsworld.org. Many professing Christians recognize the Bible as God's revelation to mankind. The truth is, without that revelation, we humans are groping in the dark. So many of us read the Bible daily. In 2005, 45% of Americans reported reading the Bible at least once in the previous week. This is an increase from a low of 31% reported in 1995. That's according to Barna Research. That's an encouraging trend, but we hope that many more than 45% of Americans will read their Bible at least once a week. I would certainly encourage you to read your Bible daily. Remember the outline prayer Jesus gave us, in which he encouraged us to pray, "Give us this day our daily bread." But do those who read the Bible really understand it? A 1997 Gallup poll found that only 46% of Americans could name all four Gospels, and only 42% could name five or more of the Ten Commandments. Can you name the first four books of the New Testament? Can you name all Ten Commandments? A 2004 survey in Great Britain indicated that the British are forgetting the commandments. In an article titled, "The Forgot Ten Commandments," Jeremy Reynolds reported the following, quote, "According to a new British poll, the country is quickly forgetting the Ten Commandments. Only three of the laws, passed to Moses on tablets of stone in Old Testament times, made any showing in the poll, commissioned for an event called Just Ten South London. Less than half of the population remembered the admonitions not to steal, murder, or commit adultery. But it appears that the commandments such as don't take the Lord's name in vain are fast becoming a distant memory. Only 9% of those polled recalled the commandment not to lie. Worst remembered of all the commandments was keep the Sabbath day holy, which was correctly identified by only 4% of those polled," end of quote. My friends, many of us need to get back to the faith of the Bible. We need to read the Bible and study the Bible. Be sure to request your free Bible study course. It will open your eyes to the great truths of the Bible. If you have a Bible with you, turn to the first book of the New Testament, the book of Matthew. One of God's great promises is eternal life. A young man asked Jesus what he should do to gain eternal life. What was Jesus' answer? It may surprise some of you new viewers. Matthew 19 and verse 16. The young man asked, "Good teacher, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life?" So he said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is God. But if you want to enter into life, keep the commandments." He said to him, "Which ones?" Jesus then listed several of the Ten Commandments. Verse 18, "You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. Honor your father and your mother, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself." Jesus said the commandments are vital to understanding the true way of life. As we saw in the British survey, less than half of the population remembered the admonitions not to steal, murder, or commit adultery. And yet Jesus emphasized that the Ten Commandments are vital. The fifth commandment is even called the first commandment with promise. God gives us hundreds, if not thousands, of promises. And the Apostle Peter calls them exceedingly great and precious promises, as we'll see later. Now turn in your Bible to Ephesians 6, verse 1. Here the Apostle Paul connects the commandments to God's promises. Ephesians 6, verse 1. "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you, and you may live long on the earth." God promises us that if we obey the fifth commandment to honor our parents, it will be well and ensure long life on earth. The Bible contains many, many promises of God that will produce peace, happiness, and blessings far beyond our dreams. There are great spiritual treasures and riches available for you in your Bible. We'll explore some of those promises in the next part of our program. But first, I'd like to offer you our free, inspiring Bible study course. The Bible has precious, priceless promises for you, and it reveals your potential future and the future of the world. The Bible is an up-to-date book. It's a timely book. The first lesson of tomorrow's World Bible Study course is titled, "The Bible, a Book for Today." You need these lessons. Of course, we expect you to use your own Bible daily in conjunction with this course. You'll learn from your own Bible amazing truths that have been totally overlooked or even rejected by many religious teachers. Lesson 2 is titled, Are We Living in the Last Days? Lesson 3 is, Can You Understand Bible Prophecy? You need this free Bible study course. So pick up the telephone right now and request Tomorrow's World Bible Study Course. There's no cost or obligation. Just telephone or write for your free Bible study course.
Don't miss this dynamic, powerful aid to your study. Tomorrow's World Bible Study Course. Yours absolutely free if you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insight on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
In the first part of our program, we saw that treasure hunters will spend a fortune and a lifetime searching for hidden treasure. But the kingdom of heaven, or the kingdom of God, as Matthew calls it earlier in his gospel, is the greatest treasure. And we must be willing to give our life and our resources in seeking the kingdom. Jesus said in Matthew 6:33, But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things, our physical needs, shall be added to you. Our life goal, Jesus said, is the kingdom of God and his righteousness. These are the true treasures. In addition to what was called the parable of true treasure in Matthew 13, verse 44, Jesus gave the parable of the pearl of great price. Pearls are valued all over the world. They have great appeal and add beauty to jewelry and other decorations. In Matthew 13, verse 45, Jesus said, Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant seeking beautiful pearls, who when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. The pearl of great price represents the spiritual riches. Humanity is still learning the hard lesson that all the material wealth in the world will not produce lasting happiness. Just read the lessons of King Solomon, who had it all. The theme he repeated in the book of Ecclesiastes was vanity of vanities. All is vanity. That's in Ecclesiastes 1 in verse 2. Solomon was the wealthiest person on earth, but that wealth did not produce lasting contentment. After all his experimentation for happiness, he concluded in Ecclesiastes 12, verse 13, Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is man's all. Or as the NIV has it, now all that has been heard, here is the conclusion of the matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. My friends, I encourage you to seek the pearl of great price. Seek the true riches available for you right here in your own Bible. The symbolic pearls of promise and golden guarantees will give you great joy and happiness. The Apostle James shows how those who may be financially poor can be spiritually rich. Turn in your Bible to James, the second chapter. The Apostle James warns us not to be a respecter of persons. Will you honor only the rich and not the poor? James 2 and verse 5. Listen, my beloved brethren, has God not chosen the poor of this world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom, which he promised to those who love him? Yes, God has promised the kingdom to those who love him and obey him. The poor can be rich in faith. Are you rich in faith? You can be, if you seek the true treasures. Notice God's instruction to us all here in Proverbs, the second chapter. He exhorts us to seek the qualities of godly wisdom, godly knowledge and understanding. God tells us to even treasure his commands. Proverbs 2 and verse 1. My son, if you receive my words and treasure my commands within you, so that you incline your ear to wisdom and apply your heart to understanding. Yes, if you cry out for discernment and lift up your voice for understanding, if you seek her as silver and search for her as for hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. The world seeks material knowledge, much of which can be false. How valuable is true wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to you? God gives this promise in his word. He will give you the truth if you seek it from him and his word. The Apostle Peter also affirms this awesome, priceless value of God's promises. Peter states that through God's promises, we can have a changed life. 2 Peter 1 and verse 2. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, as his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us, listen to this, exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. God says that he has given to us what? Exceedingly great and precious promises, and that through these promises our very nature can be changed. Do you have carnal nature? Do you want to change that nature to a loving, godly, kind, giving, divine, spiritual nature? What of all the promises of God can give you that spiritual nature? Here in Acts, the second chapter, is one of the great promises of the Bible. Turn to Acts 2, verse 36. Here on the day of Pentecost, at the very beginning of the New Testament church, the Apostle Peter addressed thousands. His message convicted his audience of their responsibility in crucifying Christ. Acts 2, verse 36. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made this Jesus whom you crucified both Lord and Christ. Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do? My friends, what did the Apostle Peter tell them to do? Everyone on earth needs to take this action, whether in this age or the next. You need to consider seriously whether to take that step. Acts 2, verse 38. Then Peter said to them, Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is to you and to your children, and to all who are far off, as many as the Lord our God will call. Yes, my friends, the promise is to you and your children, and to all who are far off, as many as the Lord our God will call. If God is calling you, you need to study further and consider your response. If you'd like counsel for baptism, we have ministers in many regions around the world available to counsel you. Just call the number on the screen and request counseling. Here in Acts 2, verse 38, God promises us the awesome gift of the Holy Spirit. You need God's Spirit. As the Apostle Paul wrote in 2 Timothy 1, verse 7, it is the spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. My friends, your nature can be changed for good through these promises. You can have a loving nature rather than a selfish nature if you follow God's instructions to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Notice in Romans 5, verse 5, and hope puts not to shame, because the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts through the Holy Spirit, which was given unto us. That's the American Standard Version. Your very selfish nature can be transformed into a loving nature. Let's understand, we become reconciled to God by our repentance and acceptance of Christ's shed blood for the remission of sins. Then God gives us the gift of the Holy Spirit according to his promise. But his promise includes salvation through the living Jesus Christ. Let's read that in Romans, the fifth chapter, Romans 5, verse 10. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. God promises us that he will save us through the living Jesus Christ. That's God's awesome promise to you if you believe in His promises and act on them. What other precious promises are available to you? God promises to answer our prayers. Jesus gave us this promise in Matthew 7 and verse 7. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds. And to him who knocks it will be opened. Or what man is there among you who, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? Sometimes we need to do our part. We may need to seek and knock. Perhaps you're searching for a job. God may expect you to research and make phone calls. My friends, I've applied this scripture in my life, and God has answered wonderfully. We need to search the scriptures to understand God's will, and we need to fulfill God's will. As the Apostle John wrote in 1 John 5, verse 14, "Now this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of Him." God promises to answer your prayers. Be sure to watch future programs on the subject. We'll consider some other exciting promises in the conclusion of our program. But first, I'd like to offer you our free, inspiring Tomorrow's World Bible Study course. You'll have the opportunity to study the promises, the prophecies, the purposes, and the teachings of the Bible in your own home and at your own convenience. The Gallup poll discovered that 65% of Americans agree that the Bible answers all or most of the basic questions of life. Yes, the Bible is relevant. You need to explore its treasures of truth. The Bible answers the most basic questions of life. Lesson 6 of Tomorrow's World Bible Study course is titled, "Why Were You Born?" The answer will astound you. The first lesson of Tomorrow's World Bible Study course is titled, "The Bible, A Book for Today." Lesson 2 is, "Are We Living in the Last Days?" And lesson 3 is, "Can You Understand Bible Prophecy?" You need this free Bible study course. There's no cost or obligation. So pick up the telephone right now and request Tomorrow's World Bible Study course. Just call or write for your free Bible study course.
Don't miss this dynamic, powerful aid to your study. Tomorrow's World Bible Study course. Yours absolutely free if you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
The Bible is a gold mine of divine promises. The Apostle Peter referred to them as exceedingly great and precious promises. Let's summarize some of those promises. The fifth commandment is the first commandment with promise. It promises that it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth. That's in Ephesians 6, verses 2 and 3. He promises the poor of the world who love him to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom. James 2, verse 5. He promises the Holy Spirit to those who repent and are baptized. Acts 2, verse 38. He promises that we will be saved by Christ's life. Romans 5, verse 10. He promises that we will be filled with the love of God through the Holy Spirit. Romans 5, verse 5. He promises to provide our every need. Philippians 4, verse 19. And He promises us good things in Matthew 7, verse 11. On today's program, we've begun to explore the spiritual riches of God's promises, but let's look at one more treasure. We've emphasized this promise in previous programs. If you want peace of mind, you will want to act on this promise. Philippians 4, verse 6. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Yes, pray about everything that worries you. Pray with thanksgiving. Share your worries and concern with God in prayer. And what does God promise? Verse 7. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. All the riches and treasures in the world cannot buy you peace of mind, but God can give you His peace that surpasses all understanding. How do you claim God's awesome promises? First of all, explore the Bible. Write down God's golden guarantees. Then get on your knees and ask God to fulfill His promise to you. Hebrews 4, verse 16 tells us to come boldly before God's throne in prayer. Hebrews 4, verse 16. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. How can we do that with confidence? Because as the previous verses tell us, we have a great high priest, Jesus Christ, who is in heaven to intercede for us. God is love. And He is the great giver, as it indicates in James 1, verse 17. He wants to give us planet Earth as an inheritance. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth, Matthew 5, 5. And eventually we will inherit all things, or the universe. He who overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son, Revelation 21, verse 7. The Bible reveals the great and priceless promises God has for you. It reveals the spiritual treasures God wants you to have. Be sure to search your Bible for the priceless gift of God's truth. And be sure to request your free Bible study course. You'll gain spiritual understanding and wonderful spiritual truth. We invite you to join us each week on Tomorrow's World. Roderick Meredith, John O'Gwynn, and I will continue to share with you the amazing truths of the Bible and the teachings of Jesus Christ and the exciting end-time prophecies and their meaning. So join us again next week, right here, at the same time.
Don't miss this dynamic, powerful aid to your study. Tomorrow's World Bible Study Course. Yours absolutely free if you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. All the literature offered on today's program can be ordered absolutely free off our website at www.tomorrowsworld.org. The preceding program is produced by the Living Church of God.